From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hello! Yeah! Nice! Hello, everybody. Thank you, Jonathan. All right, let me tell you what's going on. The show's jam-packed.
It is jam-packed.
This is jam-packed.
Too much show.
We've given you too much entertainment already. We have not one but two special guests. From the new movie, Crazy Rich Asians, Awkwafina is going to be here. And the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 9, Sasha Velour, is here. I got to say, those are two awesome stage names. But they do not hold a candle to my stage name, Ophira Eisenberg. Did you guys see Ocean's 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, of course, Ocean's 8 is the all-female version of that heist franchise. And I think we could agree, kind of an important step in gender equality. Right? Yeah, now little girls can grow up watching that, and they can think, okay, maybe I can't become president, but I can become a pickpocket or a swindler or a hustler, you know? If I play my cards right, maybe I can grow up to be a criminal, and then I can become president. It's summer. This is sort of the end of summer. I don't know. This is a tropical season. I've been thinking about this. Actually, all of my female comedian friends have jokes about the New York summer streets and getting catcalled. And I got to tell you, I don't have to deal with that. I don't get catcalled, ever. I got picked up at a bar last week. I got hit on with a very weird line. I was at this bar and this guy leaned into me and he just went, "Hey, you seem like a really good multitasker." Because I was like typing on my phone and reading a book, like trying to be like, "Don't talk to me." And he would not let it go. He was like, "I bet you have a really beautiful work-life balance. I don't really want to date you, but do you offer coaching?" And I was so screwed up by it, I had sex with him. All right, you guys are awesome. Let's get the show started. Let's play some games. Our first game is called Historical Tweets. Hey, Jonathan, do you remember when Richard Nixon tweeted tricky dick energy?
Yeah. I do. He only got one like, and it was from Spiro Agnew.
Let's meet our contestant. First up, Hannah Margolin. You work at a walk-in free resource center in Brooklyn. Hi. So when you ring in, we're going to hear this. Your opponent is Denise Yatsuk. You work for a company that makes telescopes and microscopes. Hello.
It's awesome to be here.
Yeah, thank you. And when you ring in, we're going to hear this. Okay, Hannah and Denise, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. This trivia game is called Historical Tweets. We'll read you a fictional tweet from a famous historical figure. You're going to tell us who tweeted it. Okay, here we go. Beautiful March day, off to the Senate. Soothsayer's trying to stop me, but my pal Brutus has my back. Hashtag ride or die. Hashtag YOLO. Denise.
Is it Julius Caesar?
It sure is, yes.
Yo, this magic flute opera I wrote really blew up. Eat it at Salieri. Check out my SoundCloud. Hannah.
Mozart.
That's correct.
You think Mozart was a SoundCloud guy? I think it would have been a Bandcamp guy.
Probably more of a Bandcamp
yeah,
guy, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Watson and Crick regrammed my x-ray diffraction pic of crystallized DNA, but I was the OP. Female scientist emoji. Yeah. Denise.
I feel really bad because...
Everyone feels bad about this.
The only female scientist I could think of with biology is Marie Curie.
Okay, that's not the one we're thinking of. Hannah, can you steal?
I used to know it. I think it starts with an F, and that's what I got for
okay.
you.
Yeah. I think maybe I can't give you a point for that, but you were probably thinking of the last name Franklin.
Go totally with that. Was. Yeah, yeah. Totally was.
Rosalind Franklin is the answer. All right, let's just take a moment to realize she wasn't given credit, and we still don't know her name.
Still don't know her name.
Future is female. Just way off. Lost followers when Twitter deleted all the botany bots. Reminder, peanuts aren't just yum. They can be made into ink, soap, linoleum, flour, and 142 other things. Go nuts. Hannah.
George Washington Carver.
Yes, indeed.
My servant just took my meat and put it between two pieces of bread. I'm naming this nom nom after myself. Hashtag portable, hashtag Earl life. Denise.
Is it just the Earl of Sandwich?
It's just the Earl of Sandwich. Yeah. That's right. Hey, I'm just the Earl of Sandwich. What do I know?
He's the fourth Earl of Sandwich.
He's the fourth. There were three before and they didn't
there
make sandwiches.
And they didn't make one avocado toast. Nope. Not even one. Ruler of Egypt, linguist, diplomat, naval commander, but y'all want to talk about my eyeshadow? No other cues? Hashtag asp me another. Denise.
Queen Cleopatra?
That is correct, yes. What a great first game. Denise, you're in the lead.